This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. President Biden has signed a long-awaited $95 billion foreign aid bill into law, providing for Israel and Taiwan the bulk going toward Ukraine. And Biden announced this morning weapons would be sent within hours. Then this afternoon, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan announced that back in February, Biden had approved the shipment of long-range missiles for use inside Ukraine's sovereign territory.
That shipment started moving in March as part of the PDA that the president authorized on March 12th. And those missiles have arrived in Ukraine. This followed Russia's procurement and use of North Korea's ballistic missiles against Ukraine, as well as Russia's renewed and escalating attacks against civilian infrastructure in Ukraine.
Sullivan said that the six-month delay in approving the aid for Ukraine has already had consequences on the battlefield. Pro-Palestinian protests at universities across the U.S. are heating up. At the University of Texas Austin, police warned students amassed and chanting against the war in Gaza to disperse or face arrest.
You need to disperse now!
And in New York, Columbia University says students involved in a pro-Palestinian protest movement on campus have until early Friday to clear out. Gwen Hogan reports from New York.
Columbia University had originally set a deadline for early Wednesday morning, warning that if protesters could not come to an agreement with the administration by then, they would clear the lawn where demonstrators have set up. But as hundreds more students flooded the green, fearing a police crackdown, University President Manoush Shafiq cited important progress in ongoing talks and extended her deadline till Friday morning. The protest movement at Columbia University is just one that has swept campuses over the Israel-Hamas war. Similar demonstrations popped up at Yale and MIT to the University of Michigan. For NPR News, I'm Gwen Hogan in New York.
The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today about Idaho's abortion ban and whether its medical exception is too narrow. NPR Selena Simmons-Duffin reports.
From the start of oral arguments, the lawyer for Idaho was grilled about whether there was daylight between the care doctors could provide under the state's abortion ban and the care required under a federal law on medical emergencies called EMTALA. To understand the contours of that daylight, Supreme Court justices asked many times about specific complications of pregnancy, such as PPROM, when someone's water breaks too early and they're at risk for infection or sepsis, but not showing signs of infection yet. Several conservative justices asked about the relationship between the federal government, the state, and its private hospitals in this case. Court watchers suggest this is likely to be a close decision. It's expected by July. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. The FBI is investigating a video Hamas released of an American held hostage in Gaza. The circumstances under which it was made have not been independently verified. Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg-Poland describes his 200 days in captivity. He's seen missing part of his arm after surviving a Hamas grenade attack on October 7th. A new federal rule aims to reduce the amount of sugar served in school meals. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on a national strategy to reduce diet-related disease.
The USDA is calling for gradual implementation of new rules to cut sugar in school meals beginning in the fall of 2025. Overall, the goal is to limit added sugars to no more than 10% of calories. And Christy Anderson of the American Heart Association says there will also be changes to popular choices, such as flavored yogurts, chocolate milk, and cereals.
They won't necessarily disappear from the meal pattern, but there will be versions with less added sugars, making it overall more healthy.
USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says this is a significant step toward advancing the Biden administration's national strategy to end hunger and reduce diet-related disease by 2030. The changes come as nutrition experts review the latest science to update the dietary guidelines for Americans. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
The FDA says it has found evidence of bird flu in pasteurized milk, but it is not believed to pose a risk to humans, and it says the commercial milk supply is safe. Avian influenza had previously been found in raw milk, but officials say the pasteurization process is very likely to inactivate the virus. It's NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.